Blog Talk Radio. Thank you. Welcome, everybody. You're listening live this Friday to Ask the Pastor with Gregory Dickow. Thanks for tuning in. We've got an amazing show for you because it's all about you. It's all about God. It's all about His love and His answers for your everyday life. We believe it. Ask the Pastor that you and I together can change the world one life at a time, one question at a time. And it starts with yours. It starts with your question. What can we do to respond and answer the questions that matter to you? Call me with it, and we will take it on and believe that God will give us direction and give us wisdom and answers. You know, the Bible says in James chapter 1, verse 5 and 6, if anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all men generously. I think that verse speaks so well of God's nature and God's character. He said, He gives generously. That's the first and foremost truth there in that verse, that God gives generously. His love and generosity is exceedingly above and beyond what any of us could ever ask or think. And so I really want to encourage you to ask Him for the wisdom that you need. Ask Him for the answer that you need. Ask Him for the solution that you need in your situation and in your life. So come on into the program. The number is 847-645-1355. If you've got questions, call me with them. 847-645-1355. And, of course, because it's Friday, I always want to encourage our listeners to get in church this weekend. Get in church this Sunday. If you have a church home, go plug yourself into it. Serve in that church. Love that church. Submit your life to that church. Get plugged in and connected in that church. Give to that church. Pray for that church. Pray for the pastors of that church. Pray for the leaders of that church. Pray for revival in that church. And if you don't have a church home where you could do that and you feel connected to, come visit us. Maybe our church is the place for you. Maybe not. But come and see and experience what God has for you. You can find us in the Chicago area at lifechangerschurch.com for more information. And, of course, anywhere in the country and around the world, you can tune in to our broadcast and experience the webcast life community of Life Changers Church. So come on in, go to lifechangerschurch.com and visit us at one of our locations or visit us at our online portal and our online website community and webcast community. We'd love to have you there as well. All right, so come on into the program and call me with your questions at 847-645-1355. Let's begin with Shirley in Clinton, Michigan. And Shirley, welcome to Ask the Pastor today.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I do feel welcome.
All right.
I feel I am in the presence of the Lord. I am with my brother in Christ, and I am so grateful that today you're in Chicago, but we're in the body of Christ. So I'm very grateful for that.
Yeah, right on.
Amen. As I was waiting, question is about remarriage. But as I was waiting, it is something how the Holy Spirit and God just loves you. I had just passed the divorce. It's a place where we could file ourselves, and en route to my location, I passed that place. And I said, you know what, Lord, I did that myself. In waiting on to talk to you, Pastor, I just rolled by that place and said, you know what, God, I did that myself. And I heard the Holy Spirit say to me, so lovely, old things are passed away. And take a look, behold, all things are become new.
Amen. Well, there's nothing there's nothing you can argue about that. That's a beautiful scripture and a beautiful truth. And really appreciate you sharing that. Now, before I let you go, did you have a question about marriage or remarriage as well?
Remarriage. Unfortunately, I am divorced for 5 years. I was remarried for 23 years. Kids are grown and everything, and we're still a family. And I repented about that, and then I just jumped into something myself. And a second marriage, didn't even know everything I needed to know. So I was in sin, drawn by my own lust. Got out of that, asked the man to forgive me, And I've been with God since I've been for 30 years. So it was something I did. So here I am now again, never, you know, just with the Lord and just wanting to ask God for an opportunity to have a priest again over my life and where I am now, that the plan that God had for me in marriage, although we both divorced, will it still be effective for me now? And I just was asking about that.
You mean, are you wondering if God would be okay with you having another husband and getting remarried, or are you wondering how to find one?
Is he okay with it? Because, you know, yeah, is he okay with it?
Yeah, great question.
His will now since I divorced. Yeah. Then I married another guy and got out of that, and I still his daughter. I'm still walking with him, but that was on my mind.
Gotcha. Okay, so you're 0 for 2 right now, and you don't want to strike out with a third one, right? Is that basically what you're concerned about? Because I hear you. And yes, God is a God of second chances. He's the God of third chances in your case. He's, you know, the Bible says if you fall 7 times, a righteous man falls 7 times, but he gets up. So the problem is if you get up, but you keep tripping over the same thing and you don't watch your step next time, then it's going to keep happening, and God doesn't want you to find yourself in that situation. So you have to, if you're going to go back into a new marriage, if you're going to have a second chance or a third chance in your case, you have to be really ruthlessly honest with yourself, which most people, frankly, aren't willing to be. And so you have to be ruthlessly honest with, okay, what is in my life that is causing me to have broken relationships? What, I'm sure that there was something wrong in their life as well. I'm sure there's something wrong in your husband's life and your ex-husband's lives as well, but you can't control that. All you can do is control what is wrong in your life, what is contributing to your pattern of broken relationships. And, you know, usually after one divorce, you know, it's something that, you know, may just be a coincidence or bad choice in who you married. The second time it happens, it begins to form a pattern and it becomes easier to divorce. And so if you were to marry a third time, it would become even easier to divorce that person. So you have to look in the mirror and say, what are the things in my life that contributed to this unhealthy relationship? And am I willing to address those things? Was I a dishonest person? Was I a defensive person? Am I somebody that always has to have the last word? Am I somebody who always has to argue my case? Am I somebody who doesn't trust easily? Am I somebody who is really picky and, you know, I point out the speck in somebody else's eye, but I ignore the log in my own eye? I think these are the kinds of things that you have to be willing to address, be willing to look at, be willing to consider. And once you are willing to do those things, then I think through counseling and pre-engagement or pre-new relationship, before you enter into a new relationship, get some good godly counsel, some good godly advice, get plugged into some wisdom that will help you to navigate through life and make better decisions and to prevent making another bad decision in a future relationship. So I really think it requires you to be ruthlessly honest. It requires you to get some counseling now rather than forming a relationship first with somebody else. And number three, be fishing in the right pond. You know, if you do go out into the dating world again, make sure that you're looking for somebody who values the things that you value, you know, who is connected to the kinds of people and interests that you have in your church and in your spiritual life and in your intellectual life and in your family life. And because you need to be equally yoked, it doesn't just mean with a believer, although that's certainly a part of it, but also means to be yoked to somebody who's going in the same direction that you're in. And I really believe people make mistakes because they they don't factor in all of the elements that go in, or all of the ingredients that go into a healthy relationship. So if you just, you know, if you want chocolate chip cookies, but you only add chocolate chips, and there's no batter, there's no dough, there's no milk, there's no flour, there's no sugar, there's no butter, you're not going to have chocolate chip cookies just because you have chocolate chips. So just because you have one element where there's a connection with somebody doesn't mean that it's going to produce good cookies. You have to have, what I believe, you need to connect on many levels. Spiritually, there needs to be a connection. And this is for all our listeners. I hope this encourages you. But spiritually, you have to be you have to be connected, or have a deep connection going in the same direction. And emotionally, that there's a connection, that you emotionally connect with each other, that you don't irritate each other, but you actually inspire each other emotionally. I think that thirdly, you have to have an intellectual connection. That if you're not, it doesn't mean you both had to be educated at the same college, but it means that you both have to have the same intellectual capacity to think at the same level, to dream at the same levels, to begin to process through problems and process through life at the same level. So that's an intellectual connection. And then there has to obviously be a physical connection. There has to be a real attraction to one another, because you're going to be with that person the rest of your life. So those are some guidelines to what I believe to be what will put you in a position for healthy, successful relationships, okay? You're listening live to Ask the Pastor with Gregory Dickow, 847-645-1355, 847-645-1355. And let's go back to our phone lines. Remember, it's Friday, and I want to encourage everybody to go to a good church this weekend. Get plugged in to a church. If you don't have a church home, come visit us. If you're in the Chicago area, come visit us at Life Changers International Church, where I pastor, and I would love to minister to you, worship with you, pray for you. And you can find us you can find our locations and service times by going to our website, lifechangerschurch.com. That's lifechangerschurch.com. And you can also watch our webcast if you're outside of the Chicago area by going to lifechangerschurch.com. Okay? Let's go back to our phone lines. Let's talk to Bill in Texas. Welcome, Bill. Thanks for calling today.
Yeah, can I call you Brother Gregory?
Hey, what's up, Bill? Good to talk to you.
Well, I'll tell you, you're so powerful. You really are. And I've listened to everybody. My wife jumped up this morning when I was recording about the communion. I was trying to get her out of bed. She jumped up, and we had communion watching the TV. I mean, you're doing so many things that are right. And pastors, if I'm a pastor, I would say listen to your program, because you're telling people to go to church, support the pastor. Some pastors are afraid that you'll be getting all their money. See, but one thing Joseph Prince does, he says, you know, support your local church. But Pastor Dickow, you've got the pure, holy, perfect book, and you've got to know you've got it. That's one thing I tell you you're lacking. I tell you a number of things, brother, that other people won't tell you, but I love you. I mean, my wife loves you, and we'll take communion every day. That's something that the devil stole from almost everybody. It's communion. And
yeah, you're right on. You're right. You know, communion is
everybody
no,
wants
it's
to have a program like that.
Yeah, it's a powerful truth, isn't it? Isn't it? It's an amazing truth, the power of communion, that so many people miss out on, because, you know, the Bible calls communion the cup of blessing, and I believe that there is a point of contact, there's a transfer of power through communion, similar to when we lay hands on the sick. There is a transfer of power when we, you know, when they touched the hem of Jesus' garment. Many people did. Of course, we know about the woman with the issue of blood, but many people also touched the hem of his garment. And the Bible says, as many as touched him, they were healed. And it doesn't mean that there was something magical about the garment. And it's not that there's something magical about laying hands on the sick or something magical about the bread and the cup of wine or juice in the communion elements, but it's where faith is released. It's that I believe when I take communion, I am putting my trust in what Jesus did on the cross. I'm putting my trust in his blood, which has forgiven me. I'm putting my trust in his blood, which heals me. I'm putting my trust in his blood, which delivers me. And every time I take communion, I am, whatever I'm praying about, whatever I'm lacking, every time I drink the cup, I'm receiving that thing that I'm lacking, because by receiving the cup of the blood of Jesus, I'm saying that I believe that Jesus' blood paid for whatever I'm lacking. And I don't deserve it. I don't have the right to what I'm lacking because I'm holy enough or I'm good enough. I only have the right to what I'm lacking through the blood of Jesus, that his blood paid the price for whatever I'm lacking in my life. And that's why communion is so powerful to me, and I hope it is to the rest of our listeners as well. You're listening live to Ask the Pastor with Gregory Dickow. Thanks, by the way, for calling and encouraging people about that, Bill, and really appreciate you very much and glad you called. You're listening live to Ask the Pastor. You can call me with your questions today at 847-645-1355. That's 847-645-1355. And let's talk to Lisa Marie. Lisa Marie in Hoffman Estates, Illinois. Welcome, Lisa Marie. Thank you for calling today.
Hi, Pastor. I need help with explaining the scripture that Paul wrote in Ephesians 1:18-23. It talks about, may the eyes of your hearts be enlightened, and it goes on. Can you explain that for me, please?
Yeah, that the eyes of our heart would be enlightened to know the hope of our calling. I think it starts with, you know, Paul is praying that would happen to the believers that he was ministering to. So he was ministering to the Ephesians. The Ephesians were people that were that believed in spiritual things. The Ephesians were people that really wanted to experience the riches of what Jesus had done for them, and so he's praying for them that their eyes would be open, because we don't see all that God has for us in our own, with our own eyes, with our own knowledge. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 that eye is not seen and ear is not heard, all that God has prepared for those that love him. So, you know, it's just amazing how deep God's plans are for our lives, how rich, how great his purpose and his plan is for us, and we don't see it. So we need our eyes opened. We need the eyes of our heart to be enlightened, because we all have a calling from God to be everything he created us to be, and we're short-sighted. We see ourselves very limited. God wants us to see ourselves unlimited. We see ourselves the 10 spies that came back and said, we saw ourselves as grasshoppers in our own eyes. And so we became like grasshoppers in their eyes, in their enemies' eyes. So why did that happen? It's because the way they saw themselves. Why were they intimidated by their enemy? Because of the way they saw themselves. Why were they so small-minded in what they could accomplish? Because they had such a small image of themselves. And that's why God wants us to renew our mind to understand who we really are. He wants us to have our eyes opened to see who we really are and what we're really like. We're like the giants in the land, not the grasshoppers in the land. We are like the lions of the tribe of Judah, rather than the devil being the lion and we're the little lambs that he's going to devour. No, we're the lions. The Bible says in Proverbs 28:1, the righteous are as bold as a lion. the righteous are as bold as a lion. So the devil's not as bold. He roars. He tries to roar like a lion, but he's not a lion. But we are lions, and we shut the mouths of lions. That's how powerful we are. So God wants us to see that, and he knows that we have a limited view of ourselves, and he wants us to have an unlimited view of ourselves. So that's why Paul prayed. And that's why I pray for you and all of our listeners right now, that your eyes would be opened to know the hope of your calling, that your eyes would be open to see what God has for you, to see yourself the way God sees you, to see others the way God sees them, to see him the way that he really is, and to see your purpose and your calling and your destiny the way God intended you to. Hey, you're listening live to Ask the Pastor. I'm your host, Gregory Dickow, and you know, as we continue to unfold this new year, I want to encourage you that have you lost something in the last year? Have you lost a job, lost an opportunity, lost some money or peace of mind? I think we've all lost something in one way or another in the previous year, but God wants to show you that he's the God of restoration, and he wants you to get it all back. You know, don't just write it off as, well, I guess I'll never get that back. God wants to give it back to you. The Bible says he wants it to be returned to you sevenfold. So I want to encourage you to believe with great expectation for what God has for you for this new year. And I encourage you to get my teaching series, Your Season of Restoration. In fact, support our radio ministry with a gift of any amount, $10, $25, $50, $100, whatever you can give. And I will send this CD series to you immediately called Your Season of Restoration for any gift amount that will go towards supporting Ask the Pastor. In this series, I will teach you the keys to experiencing restoration in every area of your life. Now is your time. Now is your season. It's your year of Jubilee. Let's get it on and experience all that God has for you. I want to send this to you for any gift amount of support to our radio ministry. Call 800-761-9521. 800-761-9521. Don't stay in whatever you've lost. Don't stay defeated, and don't stay depressed about whatever you've lost. God wants to restore it to you. Call 800-761-9521 or go online to gregorydickow.com. That's gregorydickow.com. Hey, gang, it is Friday, and that means get in a good church this weekend. And if you don't have one, come visit us at Life Changers International Church. In our final few seconds, again, go look us up at lifechangerschurch.com for directions, for service times, lifechangerschurch.com in Hoffman Estates, Illinois. God bless. We'll talk to you on Monday. Hope to see you this weekend.